All right, tonight I'm going to go back. Don't think I've done them for a while, or of course I could have done them last week for all I know. Can't remember. I'm going to do some courses or classes on some more practical things. And there's folks that hadn't been in before, so I don't think they've heard these. And if you have before, then that's okay. Nothing to repeat itself. God doesn't want us in bondage. He wants us to have freedom. And we can be in bondage to our circumstances, which are outside of us. And that can create a bondage for us, depending on what we're facing. But we also can be in bondage to our attitudes and responses to life situations within ourselves. So it's like outward circumstances can give us bondage, and our inward heart and attitudes in response to life can create and give us bondage. It's interesting. I could just show you the whole Bible is repeatedly. I want to talk about an idea that's found in every page of Scripture just about it. Notice when he said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." That is our responsibility. God doesn't do that. We must present ourselves to be of service to him. Then he says, "And be not conformed to this world." God doesn't do that. We must make the choice to not allow the world to conform our attitudes and our thinking and our behavior. Thirdly, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God doesn't do that. We must make the choice to do that. And I can take you through scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture, all through the New Testament and the Old Testament, though it's mostly historical, is you must choose. Worry? Well, quit worrying. Pray. And do it with thanksgiving. Constantly what the scriptures teach. Choice in life. And so I want to talk about again the principle of personal freedom being proactive. This has been one of the greatest things I ever learned. It is wonderful. And whenever I kind of get myself a little in bondage outwardly or inwardly, I always go back to this. It comes from a book, but it helps illustrate in detail the power of choice. We must make choices in life. The ability to think is uniquely human. We are not animals. We don't go by instinct. We have the privilege of, because we're made in the image of God, we can think. We can make choices. We can respond. We're not just captured by everything in life. We can make choices because we can think. We can evaluate and learn from each other's experiences as well as our own. We can make and break habits based on choices. You know, all my life I've evaluated lifestyles and people and evaluated myself and learned to figure out a few things. Well, because you're made in God's image, you can figure out something. You're not just left to darkness. We are not our feelings, and we're not our moods. Ooh, that's a hard one. But we're not. Feelings and moods are not to govern us. They're there, but they're not to govern us. Are our responses to life based on the conditions or conditioning, or is it based on biblical principles? I often don't necessarily feel love for God. I often necessarily don't feel like reading my Bible. I got up this morning and go, "Oh, I'm so tired. I won't read my Bible." But I've had to make the choice. When I did, it kicks in and goes. You have to choose in life. We can decide ahead of time how things are going to affect us. Between what happens to us and the response is the freedom or power to choose our response and the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not trapped by ourselves, and we are not trapped by our circumstances nor people. We have the freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit to choose to respond differently to anyone and any circumstance. Our behavior is a function of our decisions, not our conditions. We can subordinate feelings to values. There are some segments of America that everything is victimhood. Oh, woe is me, how bad it is, how terrible it is. Well, the sad thing is, if you're a victim, you're never going to get out of it. You're going to be stuck in victimhood. We are what we've chosen to be in life. The word responsibility is responsibility. The ability to choose your response to life. I can choose to love or I can choose to hate. I can choose to worry or not worry. I can choose to be kind and gracious, even to my enemies, or I can choose to be bitter. It is my choice that has got me in that situation. We are not to blame circumstances, conditions, or conditioning for our behavior. If my problem is out there, I can never solve it until I get rid of what's out there. If that person gets on my nerves, that person drives me crazy, if this situation is bad, if I can't do that, it's out there. I must solve it within myself. The person who hates me, I could get rid of them, or I could make the choice to be loving and forgiving. It is my responsibility. Our behavior is a product of our own conscious choice, based on values rather than a product of our conditions based on feeling. If our lives are a function of conditioning or conditions, it is because by conscious decision or default, we've chosen to empower those things to control us. Now listen to that very carefully. It is either by my conscious decision to be vengeful or by default. By not making a choice, I allow things outside of myself to control my life. And you know what that is? Bondage. There's no freedom in that. That's what we're talking about, the freedom of choice. Didn't say it would be easy, but the freedom of choosing. We can become reactive people rather than proactive. Proactive means to positively make a choice. Reactive means to react to the circumstance or situation. Reactive people are often affected by their physical environment. If the weather is good, they feel good. If it isn't, then it affects their attitude and their performance. Oh, it's such a rainy day. Oh, it's so bad. Or you can choose, well, hallelujah, it's raining. It's so hot out there. You know how many times I say that? It is so hot out there. It is just so hot out there. I just don't think I can't read my Bible today because it's just so hot. I don't think I can go to the hospital because it's just so hot. That's being reactive. Proactive people carry their own weather with them. Whether it rains or shines makes no difference. I didn't learn that from him, but you know who was a wise person who said that? Goober. Goober grew a beard when he was gone, and everybody said, please don't shave it because you look so intelligent. So Goober, who was not quite as intelligent as he could have been, kept walking around saying intelligent things until he drove everybody crazy. But I remember him saying this, you know, we carry our own weather with us. If we want to, we can choose to have a sunny day. We carry our own weather with us. They are value driven. If their value is to produce good work or live a certain way, the weather does not affect that. If I choose to be kind and gracious, even though I may not feel that way, the weather doesn't affect that. Reactive people are often affected by their social environment. When people treat them well, they feel good. If people don't, they become defensive, protective, or discouraged. I have news for you. Not everybody's going to be nice to you, and not everybody's going to treat you well. Not everybody's going to even speak to you. So you could spend your life going, oh, speak to me. They're not nice to me. They said something terrible to me. But the problem is, you have abdicated responsibility and given it over to people's whims and feelings for how you and I respond, and you wind up in bondage. Way in the past, not now, but there have been people who visited our church, and later on they would say to me, "Your church isn't very friendly." And a couple of people I think of when they said that, when they came, they didn't speak to a single person. Folks, just because we're saved doesn't mean, but we are friendly. We are a very friendly church. But just because we're saved. You know, I found out that if you go somewhere and you're kind and gracious to people, most of the time they'll be kind and gracious to you. But if you sit in the corner and say, "I dare you people to speak to me. I dare you to be nice to me." Well, they probably won't be, because it's based on how people treat us. Reactive people build their emotional lives around the behavior of other people, empowering the weaknesses of other people to control them. Did you know that? Did you know every single one of you has weaknesses, including myself? And sometimes those weaknesses are going to show up in the speech or in the attitude or in the conduct. And you know what happens is, if I'm reactive, I give you the authority over my life. And I let your weaknesses control me. And you know what that is? Bondage. Bondage. Because you're not free. You're not free. Reactive people are driven by feelings, by circumstances, by conditions, by their environment. A person told his wife, "I don't want to go to church today." "Yeah, but it'll do you good." "I don't care. I don't want to go to church today." "Yeah, but people will miss you and won't be kind to you." "I just don't want to go to church today." The wife said, "But you have to. You're the preacher." I cannot honestly tell you that I've come over here every Sunday and every Wednesday. Necessarily, I most time am enjoyable and ready to go, but sometimes, like, oh man. But you know what? Must choose, and ask the Lord to give me grace. Proactive people are driven by values or standards. Now listen to this, which are carefully thought about, selected, and internalized values. I was reading Philippians today. And there's a little bitty verse. It's just a few words, and some of you know what I'm going to say. Do all things without complaining or murmuring. And you know what the word "all things" mean in Greek? All. And I looked at that verse and go, "Boy, Lord." You know what that is? That's an internalized value that a person puts in their heart. "Lord, help me." Now, of course, we're going to falter, we're going to fail. That's okay. But that's an internalized value, that I will not complain or murmur, but I will look for the good. Proactive people are still influenced by their circumstance, but the response is a value-based choice and response. You see, we're still influenced. It still affects our emotions. It still affects our attitude. But we make the choice to go against it. I've told you this 100 times. I just have to tell you about my daddy. My daddy's first church, and when he was in Bible school, told him, "Don't take that church. There were some sorry people there." And they were some sorry people there. Deacon would get up, and before he would give the Sunday school announcement the way they used to do it, and then he would lean over to my daddy and cuss him out. I mean, we're talking about cussing out. We're not talking about a little word here. We're talking about cussing him out, using profanity and the Lord's name in vain. And then he would go out there and sit. What would happen is all the preachers would get so mad, they'd finally start chewing the people out. They met him on a one-way bridge one night, deacons and everybody, and threatened to kill him if he came to church the next day. He had a tough time. But you know what he did the next day? I will never forget this as long as I live. My daddy got in that pulpit. They were out there standing, fuming. and he preached on the love of Christ and how much God loved them. They got so mad that then they started acting ugly, and the people saw it and kicked them out. But only because my daddy chose to preach not hellfire, but the love of God. No one can hurt you without your consent. Now, let's clarify that. Yes, they can hurt you. They can seriously hurt you. But you give your consent if you respond and keep the hurt going forever and ever and ever. It is not our willing permission, our consent to what happens to us that hurts us far more than what happens in the first place. There are many, many people out there, many, who have had circumstances and their response have been negative or whatever it else may be, and they're far more hurt by the negative in their hearts than the circumstances they faced. There are many, 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 many multitudes of people in America who will never really make it to any decent life. You know why? Because they're taught, it's that person's fault, it's that person's fault, it's that person's fault, it's my boss's fault, it's somebody else's fault, and they'll never know freedom because it's everybody else's fault but theirs. The truth is, they'll never know joy because they have given people permission to harm them. This is very hard to accept emotionally, especially if we've had years and years of explaining our misery in the name of circumstance or someone else's behavior. Oh, I wish I could tell you how wonderful this is. How wonderful it is. I have a certain tendency in my fleshliness. It will always be there. It'll always be there. One of the things I'm going to try to teach you is you are stuck with you. And over the years, I've had to pray that the Lord would help me pull against the grain. Every once in a while, happened much, not much. But, you know, I shouldn't tell you too much, but I've had folks a few times be kind of nasty to me. Now, none of you. But chew me out. It's hard. Really hard. I wanted to come in that sermon, that Sunday, and preach, today my sermon will be on hellfire and brimstone. But the Lord had to teach me, you're not the ones that did that. I'm here to preach God's love and God's grace and God's strength. And even if it is rebuke, it's because God loves us. And so it has given me freedom. Freedom in life. But until a person can say deeply and honestly, I am what I am today because of the choices I made yesterday, that person cannot say, I choose otherwise. Did you get that? Until a person can say deeply and honestly, I am what I am today because of the choices I made yesterday, that person cannot say, I choose otherwise. Because they are trapped in the emotion and the attitudes and the responses to life. I go to the hospital every day, except maybe one day. I know all the ladies up there. There's a new lady there. And at the front desk. And I remember, this has been a couple months ago, and I went by and said, hey, how you doing? Didn't give me the time of day. Oh, okay. Everybody likes me up here. Thought to myself, she's probably a liberal. No, I shouldn't have said that. So I went down the hall, come back, and I sat there a little bit, and I thought, am I going to go talk to her or not? But I did. I made the choice. I went up to her and said, hey, I'm a Tim Bullock, pastor of Boston Baptist Church. How you doing? Good to see you. You volunteering up here? And we had the greatest time. Now when I go in, she says, "Hey, Pastor, how you doing? Had a good day?" "Yeah, I went to the doctor." Come in a week later, she said, "How was your doctor's appointment?" Now, if I'd have sat there and fumed, I wouldn't know that that lady was a kind lady, gracious lady, Christian lady, because I chose otherwise. I close with this story. You may remember it as a story of freedom. When the lady heard this seminar, she said, "I'm a full-time nurse to the most miserable, ungrateful man you can possibly imagine. Nothing I do is good enough for him. He never expresses appreciation. He hardly acknowledges me. He constantly harps at me and finds fault with everything I do. This man makes my life miserable, and I often take my frustration out on my family. The other nurses feel the same way. We almost pray for his demise." If you don't know what demise means, it means death. And she said, "And for you to have the gall to stand up there and suggest nothing can hurt me, that no one can hurt me without my consent, and that I've chosen my emotional life of being miserable, well, there was just no way I could buy into that. When I finally realized I do have the power, when I swallowed that bitter pill and realized that I had chosen to be miserable, I realized I could choose not to be miserable." She said, "At that moment, I stood up. I felt as though I had been let out of San Quentin prison. I wanted to yell to the whole world, 'I am free. I am free. I'm let out of prison. No longer am I going to be controlled by the treatment of some person.'" That is absolute freedom. When you can be proactive and choose to obey Scripture. Be you kind to one another. I can choose to be kind. During the time my thyroid was out of whack, you have no idea how gracious the Holy Spirit was in reining me in. It was by God's grace. I had to really choose to go against it. It's so much better now. But I still have to choose. I could take you to verse after verse after verse after verse after verse after verse after verse. And every one of those verses will say, "You do this. You 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 do this. Love one another." It didn't say wait till you get the feeling. It said love one another. Forgive one another. It didn't say till you got over it. It said forgive one another. Be kind one to another. Be gracious to one another. Because God, for his sake, was kind to you and forgave you. Be proactive. Otherwise, you have given people control over your life, and you will be most, most miserable, because everybody has weaknesses and can harm you and hurt you. But when you proactively choose, I challenge you, find a verse. You might could start with that little bitty verse in Philippians 2, verse 14. "Do all things without complaining and murmuring." You might just memorize that one verse. You know what they're doing on Wednesday night with the kids? Memorizing Scripture. Now, sometimes, admittedly, the kids might have not done the best during the week, and so they're coming back. I saw them back there helping them memorize and all that stuff. Let me tell you something. You know what that will do years down the road? When their flesh wants to rear up and crawl stuff, you know what will be in their brain? The Bible, the verses, the truth. It'll keep them in check by God's grace. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we ask you by your grace and by your mercy to teach us this principle. For me, it has been one of the most freeing, enjoyable experiences of my life to learn to be proactive. And it can be great, but it is not easy, because we're filled with emotion and we're filled with so many thoughts. But may your grace help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.